Talmud Torah, 37 Konstantinivska Street. Talmud Torah, that in Yiddish sounds like Talmid Torah, are Jewish religious schools for boys of modest backgrounds that appeared at the end of the Middle Ages in Europe. Here they were given an elementary education in Hebrew, the scriptures, especially the Pentateuch, and the Talmud and Halakha. At different times, other subjects were included in the program, for example, arithmetic and Yiddish. This was meant to prepare them for yeshiva, or particularly in the movement's modern form, for Jewish education at a high school level. The name of these schools corresponds to one of the main commandments, regulations, mitzvahs, of an adult Jews to study Torah. The main goal of Talmud Torah was to provide the boys with traditional religious education and prepare them for adulthood, 13 years, and joining yeshiva. Talmud Torah training was free. Pupils who reached the age of 14 and haven't shown sufficient mental abilities were assigned to a private service or to study crafts. Among tens of thousands of Kyiv Jews, there were many boys and girls of school age. Many of them were passionate about learning. But in the conditions of the line of Jewish residence since 1835, the education in Russian Empire was directly linked to the subsequent civil status. If the young person was not worried about future earnings or career, he could afford to receive homeschooling from private teachers, either in Jewish or even in Russian traditions. The poor, who didn't expect many changes in their lives, gave their children to half-clandestine Talmud Torahs or the cheddars. Those who dreamed within the restrictions of the empire to get a good job sought to enter the public educational institutions or the private schools with the state-owned rights. And here they had to go through serious trials. The fact is that since 1887 in the Russian Empire there was a percentage rule for Jews, which limited their number in state schools and higher educational institutions. For St. Petersburg and Moscow, this norm was 3%, for cities outside the line of residence, including Kiev, 5%, in the interior, 10%. Typically, the number of Jewish applicants was higher than the norm, and there was a dramatic selection. Less restrictive standards were imposed on secondary specialized education institutions, for which graduates had less fundamental rights for civil service. Often, the average commercial schools in Kyiv were quite loyal to the Jews, some of them even held in the staff teachers of Jewish religion. This was the situation with the public educational institutions. Only in the beginning of the 20th century, Jewish schools with officially recognized status started to appear in Kyiv. In 1904, the two-class Jewish college with a craft department named after Solomon Brodsky started operating. Its founders were the richest sugar producers, brothers Lazar and Leo Brodsky. The college was free, as well as another Jewish school that opened in 1911, Talmud Torah. Its building remained until today and is just in front of you. In this case, money for the school came from a big donation made by the Jewish public figure and philanthropist David Margolin. Famous Kyiv sugar producer, he was also a member of Kyiv City Administration, the head of the Society of Kyiv City Railways, the founder of Kyiv Gas Partnership, as well as the Second Steamship Partnership and the Water Supply Partnership. On his own expense, David Margolin established a school for poor and orphan boys designed for 300-400 students. The building was erected in 1910-11 under the project of architect Essen. In the 1920s and 30s, there was a Jewish secondary school named after Sholem Aleichem, where well-known Jewish musicologist and folklorist Moses Beregovsky used to teach. And now there is a regular high school. By the way, from 1926 to 1958, the street where the school was located was named after the classic of Jewish literature in Yiddish, Sholem Aleichem.